All right, this story is so effing wild that even conservatives are trying to tell Trump to back off on this idea. And that is exactly why I think it's worth focusing on for an extended period of time. At this very moment, the economy is in shambles. Inflation is up, unemployment is up, gas prices are at the highest point since post-COVID when the supply chain was disrupted. And Donald Trump has been focusing more on this $1.8 billion slush fund for January 6th insurrectionists who tried to overturn the 2020 election. Now, if you've been watching my show a lot, you might have almost thought I was going to say the $1 billion ballroom. That is a separate thing that he is working on. There are multiple multi-billion dollar projects that don't actually help the American people, and it's getting to a point where even conservative podcasters are calling it out. Now, of course, some people are still defending Trump, as always, but let me introduce you to Eric Erickson, a Christian conservative MAGA podcaster who is generally one of the first people to run to Donald Trump's defense on all of these issues. He had to send a message to his audience, to his MAGA fan base, and he had to cushion it, but he said, "You're not going to like this, but here's the harsh truth." Trump would rather use taxpayer money to relitigate the 2020 election in January 6th than focus on winning the midterms. Okay, my problem is a little bit different than just Trump winning the midterms or whatever. I personally think that Trump is spitting on the face of the founding fathers and the Constitution and all of America when he's giving money to the people who wanted to overturn a Democratic election because Trump himself convinced them that the election was stolen. We're going to walk through a few Republicans who are blasting Donald Trump for this. We're going to walk through some people that are defending him on this, but this is one that I think is worth focusing on. When we talk about some of these issues like January 6th or the fake elector scheme, it doesn't truly break through to the average American because what really matters is the economy. I have a lot of friends who care more about not being in wars, who care about transparency regarding the Epstein files, but it mainly is the economy. Most people think about the economy. And this directly links back to the economy. I mean, the economy is really in a bad spot right now. The cost of trucking services across the country to ship goods is at the highest point in ever. It's like very, very expensive to ship goods across the country, meaning that underlying price increase will cause more inflation on consumer goods. Make sure you drop a like if you appreciate the Adam Mockler feed. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you subscribe below. We're about to hit 2.1 million subscribers, and we're working on some special show formats behind the scenes. Let's start off with right-winger Eric Erickson, who has to kind of cushion it for his audience.
If you haven't heard, the President of the United States has gotten the Justice Department to agree to a multi-billion dollar fund to reimburse people who they claim were victims of government weaponization against. This is a terrible idea. No one deserves my taxpayer dollars because the government was not nice. The government's not nice to people all the time.
And wow, it's really a low bar for conservatives these days to be put on my show in video format. Like, all he had to do was say, hey, maybe we shouldn't give money back to people who literally tried to overthrow an election, beat the shit out of cops, and at the time when the economy is in shambles. Maybe we shouldn't do that. And now that's like the most common sense conservative we can find.
And you know what? There are juries out there, and if the government is abusive to you, you can file suit. And if the government's abusive, you know, you tend to win. Juries don't like an abusive government. The idea that there needs to be some anti-weaponization fund, I'm sorry, y'all. I am morally opposed. I am philosophically opposed. I am intellectually opposed. I do not want my taxpayer dollars being used to enrich the pockets of the president's friends. This is a gift for the Democrats. This anti-weaponization fund by the Republican president is a gift to the Democratic Party. They can just campaign on the images of people breaking the windows and smashing the doors to get into the Capitol and saying the president is rewarding these people with $1 billion for doing it, whether it's true or not.
No, it is true. It literally is true. You just admitted it's true, buddy. I mean, he's, of course, framing it through his conservative political strategy. But the reality is, this is something that I've found. I've been to a bunch of Trump rallies. If you've been watching my channel for a while, you know I visited like 40 to 50 Trump rallies during the 2024 election to debate people, to push back. And I, you know, made a lot of progress. We did a lot of debating. We still lost. But since then, I've talked to a lot more voters. And people don't truly care or understand about Trump's election fraud and denialism, his attempts to overturn the election. A lot of my friends just don't really understand why it's so incredibly harmful. But when you connect it to the monetary value, when you connect it to what Eric Erickson just said, we're literally sending money to these people for being shitbags, for beating the shit out of cops. Why would we send our taxpayer dollars at a time when the economy also is already in the trash? Here's Republican Senator Tom Tillis blasting this idea.
But on stilts.
Why?
Because it will invariably put us in a position where your taxpayer dollars and my taxpayer dollars could potentially compensate someone who assaulted a police officer, admitted their guilt, got convicted, got pardoned, and now we're going to pay them for that? That's absurd. The American people are going to reject this out of hand. When you take money from me to give to a purpose that I vehemently disagree with, that's tyranny, and that's what that account is.
I mean, he's right. Republican Senator Tom Tillis is absolutely right. Here is the original story. It's official. The Trump DOJ just confirmed the creation of a $1.776 billion slush fund, so about $1.8 billion, that can be used to pay Trump allies who claim they've been wrongfully targeted by Biden admin's weaponization. Okay, there's so many places my mind goes before we watch this next clip of Republicans being grilled about this. My mind goes to the fact that the economy right now, at this current moment, it's like 80% more expensive just to drive back and visit my family in Indiana. I live and work in Chicago, which is supposed to be one of the most affordable big cities. If you've been to Chicago or you live in Chicago, I mean, things are expensive, yes, but it's so much more affordable than whenever I travel out to LA or New York or DC. But now, even in the most affordable cities, every single person is struggling and paying the cost of this war. Trump has also gutted the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which existed to protect people like you and I from big bank fraud. A few years ago, Wells Fargo had to pay $4 billion to the CFPB because Wells Fargo was just lying about interest rates, lying about stuff. So we had institutions to protect us, to have our back. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau protected us all from fraud. Now we are all more poor, we are worse off, we quite literally are more prone to being scammed. Donald Trump is claiming that he doesn't care about the American people, he doesn't think about the American people, and the economy is actually in a golden age because he's somebody who's never had to think about healthcare in a meaningful way. He's never had to think about his own groceries. He's never had to think about his own checks or his own, you know, if he's going to be able to pay rent. So why would he think about other people's ability to do this? I'm going to tweet about that in a bit. Go follow me over on Twitter, at Adam Mockler. We get in a lot of good debates and battles over on Twitter. But continuing here, here's Representative Jody Arrington. He's a Republican. I'm the House Budget Committee Chair. So this person should know about budgeting and about keeping our deficit low. But he's a Republican, so he doesn't. Let's see what he says about this. He defends it, actually.
The president has weaponized the system in any way at all, because I think if you say yes to that, then all of a sudden we're going to be in a situation where this is going to be an ongoing scenario. And I think it's hard not to say that both haven't, frankly.
Well, I think the president has certainly been one of the biggest victims of weaponization. But I would agree with you, Andrew, that both parties can be perpetrators of weaponization. And I'd also agree with you that we have to have the accountability measures and the safeguards so that it is not, quote, slush fund where you're doling out monies to political allies that don't have legitimate claims. It needs to be fair and objective, just like the fund that existed that this is sort of an offshoot of. And that's why I think that the Senate's going to find a path forward.
Oh, my God. This is supposed to be an actual respectable Republican, quote unquote, which is an oxymoron. But if this were fair, the January 6ers would still be facing the consequences of their actions. If we were in a fair reality, Donald Trump would have gone to jail for the fake elector scheme, for the attempt to overthrow the Democratic victory in 2020, and for his attempts to get his supporters to storm the Capitol and hang Mike Pence when none of that worked. If this were fair, we wouldn't even be having these conversations right now. I think that if a different Republican ran and won, that's fine, but the fact that an insurrectionist, Donald Trump, who literally started this insurrection, then was able to get back in office and pardon these people, and all of a sudden the fair thing to do is pay them? Yeah, try making that argument as the midterms get closer and closer. You will be cooked. Here's Senator Tom Tillis once more, a breath of fresh air.
People don't deserve restitution. Many of them deserve to be in prison. But this is, I mean, this is just stupid on stilts.
Do you think you have colleagues that share the same concerns that you're expressing?
Yeah, they do. They need to speak up. I mean, this is beyond the pale. This is not good for my colleagues. There's no one positive thing that could be spun out of this between now and November. This is bad policy, it's bad timing, and it's bad politics.
And it's stupid on stilts, as he keeps saying over and over. I'm going to use that now. It's stupid on stilts. But he also is right. I'm sure a lot of Republicans behind the scenes are pissed. Of course, they are always beholden to Trump, but they're already struggling as we get closer and closer to the midterms. Here's James Comer being asked about this on CNBC by Kernan.
Down, I said, just because it's called a slush fund doesn't mean that there aren't people entitled to lawfare retribution. And you said I should run for Congress. But I mean, I can see the rationale, given the president's experience over the last decade or whatever. I can see ire. I can see, being furious about things.
This guy's always running.
But will the rest of the Senate and the House join in?
That's a very controversial subject, as you can imagine. I have been a big critic of government weaponization. There are
on both
many
sides.
People.
On the previous stuff that they did to Trump or on what he's doing?
I think you go back President several administrations. Now, Trump was special because he was weaponized. I mean, the lawfare from the...
If we want to talk about weaponization of the government, Donald Trump told his attorney general, I guess former attorney general now, Pam Bondi, to indict three separate people. And within a month, two out of three of those people were indicted. Trump has directly, intentionally used the government to go after his political opponents. It's what he's doing every single day with Jerome Powell, with others that we can continue to list off. We need to keep calling this shit out. If you appreciate the work we do on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like, subscribe below. I love you all, and peace out.